Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a strength to climb. God has been so good to the church. He has been so good and faithful to us. Even when we deserve justice, look what he did. He allowed us to go sleep all night long. Some of us know that. That we went to sleep all last night in the imaging of a dead man, a dead woman, a dead child. And God kept us. I don't know, sometimes, Reverend, that we know sometimes from about my heart that how it is a blessing that God kept us on that. Because some of us know that we deserve justice, but he gives us that mercy. He carried with us, you know, and long
yes,
different life, you know. We've been having a lot of people calling and texting and saying that loved ones are gone and or they hurting or they just, you could just feel the steps of the transition, if I could say it like that. You see days go by, and God is getting closer to us. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, God is not slacking his promise. Oh, I want you to hear me when I say that. God is not slack in his promise. The God of yesterday is the God of today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That God would keep his promise, and he never changed it. Now, I've loved the word of God so much that I know that sometimes you could be very misunderstood. Reverend. Somebody can listen to you, and then somebody can see you, and they can find this and that. But let me tell you something. They did it to Jesus. They did it to Jesus.
Yes.
If it be God's will, we're going to kind of tap into some. But they want to, Reverend, happy birthday to you, Reverend.
God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Another year on this side, you know, we just,
yes, sir.
I'm just taking with joy, you know, because, you know, brother, mm-hmm. he gave you another day. You know, you accomplished that year. You,
yes,
now you started working on another one, starting the day, huh?
Yes. Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, we keep our, even my little nephew, man, my little nephew was born this day, you know, Tama. You know,
no, praise the Lord.
Yeah, you know, Cassandra's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her baby
That's
boy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of ironic, ain't it? Huh? Yeah. You know, a lot of people
funny.
Play with this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, you know, they use this day as a comical thing, right? Because of April Fool,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, we play in there, you know, they call, man, I need you to come by and do dust and dust, or you might tell them to do this, and then they get there, oh, April Fool, you know. You know what I'm talking about. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to tell you today, Reverend can speak for it because he's been on this side a little long enough to know that it was a beautiful thing happened over them years ago when his mother and his father received him in their arms, you know, and somebody
yeah.
said, it's a boy. It's
mm-hmm.
a boy. You know, back then they didn't
yes,
have gender
sir.
Parties, and back then they didn't have gender party. You know, what is going to be a boy and girl? Sometimes they waited until the womb opened up to see what it was. You know, but we know there's a time that, you know, that we celebrate. You know, it's an old saying. I'm not going to say this because I know you strong enough here. What I'm going to say that we
mm-hmm.
should have been crying when they coming in. We should
that's
be crying.
A, yeah, that's a book.
Yeah, they coming in. Yeah, we should be crying when someone come in, but we vice versa. We cry when they leave and rejoice when they come. So we want to tell
mm-hmm.
you today, I'm not going to spoil my brother because I know my brother knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I believe.
You do?
I believe, you know, God has put something, we've been on the fellowship a long time together, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? God gave
mm-hmm.
me something about the end time again. End time.
Oh, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Again, you know what I'm talking about? And we want to deal with that end time, Reverend. You know, it's a good fit
mm-hmm.
to be on your birthday again, though, the end time.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
I want to tell somebody, because you probably already know, if you ain't heard it, but you probably already know, don't you know there's nothing wrong? Well, see, I'm going to use a word because people like this word, death. But let me use my other word,
mm-hmm.
transition. Man, there's
yeah.
nothing wrong with transition. Only time is wrong with transition when you don't know the Lord. That's when it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't make him your Lord of your life on this side of the Jordan, can I say it like that, Reverend? This side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there is a problem. But if you know him, and you had an intimate relationship with him. Now, watch this here. I've been married for a little while now, right? And my marriage ain't always been
mm-hmm.
good, Reverend. I can't be. I ain't going to lie like everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't had it. Everything was good. You know what I'm talking about? But we know how
yeah.
to pray and stay and tough it out. You know what I'm talking about? Reverend, I'm trying to tell you,
mm-hmm.
a relationship is like that with our Lord and Savior because we treating him.
That's right.
Because he is the groom. And he's coming back
mm-hmm.
one day. He's coming back one day for his bride. And we
mm-hmm.
are the bride. What garment do you have
yeah.
on? Help me, Holy Spirit. What
mm-hmm.
garment are you wearing today? You understand? What you wearing today? You know, because we want to talk about the end time. You know, we want to see, we don't like all that candy preaching and candy. You know, go get your house and get your car and a job. No, you need to get your salvation. You didn't get your home right, then what you're going to spend eternal life at. We're not trying to have a cliche
mm-hmm.
right here, but until you know, he's coming back. Oh, yes,
right.
He's coming back for church. Reverend, going to try to get
mm-hmm.
in here. There's some things he gave to me, man, you know, and because we've been around the world a little bit, we might not never get it all out. matter of fact, let me rephrase this. We can't put it out on the table today. We can't.
Right.
Well, we're going to try to tip in there. And if it God's will, we'll do it again. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to add some more to the floor. There is a lot of meat on the bone. I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to accomplish everything when we're trying to present to you today. But allow us to you to be prayerful with us if we try to convey. Even somebody want to participate to add something to it. We ask always to pray with us because when you start talking about the end time, oh, yes, when you're talking about the end of this thing, you know, we're going to deal with Daniel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
we're going to Daniel a little bit. We're going to deal with Mark. Yeah, we're going to deal with we're going to walk a little bit. We're going to do it because we need to – cause it was some words that they that I when I was reading, Reverend, there's some words stuck out to me, understanding. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding. The word has to be – see, what's happening, if you don't watch it, the devil has slipped into the pulpit. Help me, Holy Spirit. It has slipped in the pulpit because some of the message is so charismatic and it caused you to have mixed relationship with the Lord. Oh, what you saying now? What I'm saying is if you don't watch it, we'll be teaching and preaching that you live here. Help me, Holy Spirit. You'll be holding on. But right now, and I'm telling you right now, now is not the time to worry about things you can't do about. But what you need to do is search out your own salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
When the preaching is teaching is right, brothers and sisters, you might want to take your tithe somewhere else. Help me, Holy Spirit. You might want to take membership somewhere else. Because when someone's counseling your spirit, counseling your heart, it causes you to look at yourself. Yeah, you went by the mirror this morning. You went by the mirror last night. But sometimes you got to stop and say, Lord, it's me. Hey, it's standing in the evil blessing. I'm going to get in this, Reverend. Again, Reverend, happy birthday, brother. I'm sorry, you know, but
yes,
happy
sir.
Birthday, brother. But you've been
good.
To God and rendered unto you, you know what I'm talking about. I know you didn't have a mentor,
yes,
but I want to tell you, hey, if nobody else ain't told you, I told you, I know somebody else ain't told you, I know my sis, you know, but let me tell you this anyway.
Yeah.
May God bless you in this day. May God cover you with his love. May God shower you with kisses because we believe the wind is softly, it's falling down and pushing us to his love. May him cover you in all blessings spiritually, enrich you with his Holy Ghost. So when you see people, you say, I thank God for this day. I thank God because he made it out of reality, Reverend. He made it out of reality. I know you're a lot, but you know what I know, that we could have did what? We could have what? Went on home and been all right with it.
Yes, sir.
Been all right with
sir.
It, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hope God allow you to be here another day, brother, so we can look at you and we can praise God for another day, man. You know, thank you, brother.
Yes,
you got anything to say before we get in?
That's it. Yes, sir, man.
You got anything?
Just thankful to God, man. Thank God for his love. Yes, man, I was just been thanking the Lord for his love and what he had been doing and how he had been blessing spiritually. That's what I'm overjoyed about. And again, I say for his communication, God has been really communicating. God has been really talking. And God, each time we talk about this end time, I look at it as a blessing. God is continually trying to get the church ready to meet him. So that's what I'm happy about today. God giving us another chance to learn more of him, to be more for him to reveal more unto us. That we may make ourselves ready. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what it's about, Reverend. We are being called to tell the people the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit. We've been called to tell the people that God is getting close. Consider your ways. Amend them.
Yes,
we've been called.
That's it.
We weren't called to tickle your fancy, but we've been called to tell you to consider thy ways. Help me, Holy Spirit. So, Reverend, that's it. If it's nothing else, we're going to pray. Get on in here and try to get out of here, right? I'm like, again, I'm gonna say this for the ones that are listening. We can't get it. We can't cover it all. We might miss some.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? But let me just say, I might miss some. I ain't gonna put it on everybody else. I might miss some, but I'm gonna try my best to get where we are. And then if it's God's will, we'll add some more next week if it be His will. You know. Because I believe the end time, you know, we can't never do enough on some of these scriptures we try to teach and preach, because there's a lot of meat on the bone, Reverend. You know, again, mm-hmm. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord, lifting you up, Lord, and thanking you, Father God, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. We know, Lord, that it was you, Lord, that kept us all night long and woke us up early this morning and started us on our way, Lord. So we want to just thank you, Father God. Thank you for Reverend Henry, yes. Lord, and my little nephew. Didn't want to have a birthday today, Lord. Just keep showering with the love and the blessing, Lord. We found out, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down.
Mm-hmm.
Though some might say this might not be a blessed day to them, Lord. Somebody might want to say that my loved one is getting closer to you. Not just because of a physical thing, but transition out this old body, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for that, because we know, Father God, that everyone has to go that route, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless that family, Lord. Bless that mind. Bless that church. Bless whoever trying to hold up that family, Lord, in prayer, Lord. If we come in supplication to you, Lord, we ask you to cover them, Lord, with your love, Lord, and your strength, Lord,
mm-hmm.
knowing that, Father God, that you are a healer, Lord. Lord, we pray all the time for healing, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we cry to you for healing, Lord, and sometimes your healing is not our spiritual understanding, because you transition us out of this whole body, Lord. So, Lord, whatever you do, Lord, give us strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your grace. Cover us with your mercy, Lord. So, Lord, be with the family,
yeah.
Even a child, caregiver of their parents, caregiver of someone
mm-hmm.
loving one, caregiver, or even a brother, Lord. Just bless them and give them strength, because they can look at them, Lord, and can see him. I remember seeing my mom, Lord. You can see him, Lord, drifting and looking in heaven, Lord. And sometimes we just be praying so hard to you, Lord, to hold on just a little while longer. But, Lord, we don't want to be the one to stop what you have in front. But strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, because we know you know all things, Lord. So, Lord, we get in your word today, Lord. Lord, we're coming in your word, Lord, and we ask you, Father God, as we decrease, that you come up for and teach and preach this lesson, Lord. Lord, reach someone's heart, Lord. Break up the stony heart. Not just be just a hearer of your word, but doers of thy word, Lord. Not when it's just convenient and when someone calls, but you always have the light shining on us, Lord, that we never put it under the bushel, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to come in the room, Lord. Bless us this morning, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we know sometimes we don't put all of that on the scripture, but what we put today, Lord, we ask you to let it be fruitful, Lord. Let it touch someone hard. Maybe they won't go tell somebody how they can come in, how they can see the Lord, because it's getting late in the evening, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the scripture that we already read this morning. We thank you for the scripture about
mm-hmm.
to be presented. We just ask you carefully to teach and preach to your people, Lord. And we ask all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
That sister said, Reverend, don't move this mountain, right? That's what that sister said. She
mm-hmm.
said, give me the strength.
Mm-hmm.
The climb. That's what that sister said. Now.
You're right.
You know, a lot of folks ain't going to cry. A lot of folks probably didn't hear what she's saying. She said, don't remove it. So there are some things we're going to go through, my brothers and sisters, that even though she said that, God still, you don't even have to say it. He won't move, because he going, it's a thing God is trying to prepare in our life to walk in the newness of life. Once you change your life, you know, everybody thinks when you get over here, you can pray to God and this goal. And then sometimes God likes to stay on you forever. So for years,
mm-hmm.
sickness, heartache and pain for years and years. So I want to talk about the end time. The end time. A lot of folks question about the signs of the end time. You know, we got this war going on. This tyrant. Tyrant means a bloodthirsty killer, you know, he's out there, he don't care about nothing but his own way, you know, talking about what can profit him. But I want to tell you something. hey, when we get to the scripture, some part of the scripture, you can tell me to stop, Reverend. But I want you to walk with me in Mark right first, right now. Right, mm-hmm. right now. Mark. Mark. Mm-hmm. Mark. Chapter 13. Mark. Chapter 13. Yes. You know, I like it when I hear that when we be in the church, right, where you can hear the pages turning. I like when people still use mm-hmm. the Bible, hard copy. Now, I know we got these phones. I know we got them all. You got to watch them phones. They update. You got to watch them update. You mm-hmm. know, you never know what man might do. You know, so it's good to have your hard copy. I know I'm old school. I'm sorry, y'all. But I still use my phone too. Don't get it twisted. I use it too. But let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like that hard copy, Remy. You know, talking about, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, you know, the only update we need is if we need to get closer to him. You might catch that later on. Well, the scriptures over here, it says in Mark 13:1, watch this, Reverend. And as he went, oh, help the Holy Spirit. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stone and what builders are here. You know, I'm going to try to do this real quick, y'all. But let me tell you something. The Bible says this here. See, they was their curiosity was there, you know what I'm talking about? And they wanted to know some certain things. And all to know some certain things, you got to go to who got the resource, really. You know what I'm talking about? Who has mm-hmm. the resource to help me with this information? So they said, and he went out of the temple. One of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stone, help me, Holy Spirit, what builders are here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, See ye, thou these great builders. You hear what he said, Reverend? There should not be left mm-hmm. one stone upon another that should not be thrown down. That's all right. And then he said mm-hmm. upon a Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately. I'm going somewhere, y'all. I'm going somewhere. The reason mm-hmm. why I'm going somewhere, because remember I told you a lot of times we so tangible, you know, materialistic that kind of people, right? And we look at things, we hold on things, and we love it so much, you know. But Jesus is going to tell you something. He's going to make it more plainer to them, even though they pulled them to the side, Reverend. You know, they want them to talk to them, so they pull them to the side, you know, because they want to understand mm-hmm. this a little better, Reverend. You hear what I said? They want to understand this a little better.
Yeah.
Now, we know that Mount Olive, well, we believe is one of the cathedrals, you know. Hey, can I say it like that, Reverend? He gets on, mm-hmm. he comes mm-hmm. in, and this dick, well, we know Moses had resided one time. And he went up there, and God gave him something. Jesus is the God in the flesh, 100% man. They had the right person to ask the question to, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he was mm-hmm. the master means teacher. See, a lot of folks don't like to teach. They want to holler and get you all tearing down your church, and then you leave out of there, Reverend. What did he say? But, boy, he sung good, and he was on that thing. He had his tune going, but they don't know what he said, the substance what he had there, Reverend. Mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what he said here, Reverend. Watch what he said. He said, tell us, what shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And Jesus asked them, beginning to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many, here we go, y'all. This is what I love about this saying. For many should come in my name and say, I am Christ. And I shall, what? And they shall deceive many. And when, oh, I'm in the book, y'all, shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And I'm in the book, y'all. Be not troubled.
Yes, sir.
For such things must need it to be. But the end should not be yet. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend. Reverend.
Yeah.
One of the things we learn in 1 John and 4 and 1, Reverend, we learned that God told us to kind of try the Spirit. Can we go there for a second, Reverend? 1 John 4 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the Spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into this world, hereby knowing ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is not of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. That is that the spirit of the Antichrist, wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in this world. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. So Jesus said, he said, watch how you listen to everybody. You know, we listen to everybody. You know, everybody got a ministry. Everybody got things going on. He said, but consider what you listen to, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, make sure it's the Spirit of God. Because you got some people coming out right now, say, I'm Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. They say they're the Messiah, Reverend. They're coming down. And we know what that means. We know that that's blaspheming. But Jesus said, you can blaspheme me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
Well, I'm
in the book, y'all. Oh, I know. I don't. Sometimes you don't need help on, Reverend. I'm in the book, Reverend. Say, Reverend, he said, you can blaspheme me, but don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That don't sound right, but let me tell you how we know it. Because Jesus knows that some of us is misled. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us can get things turned around if we mess up like that. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, Jesus got more hope it's more hope in Jesus than man. Watch this here. Now, when I say hope in man, that means that as long as that person stand with the word of God, as long as that person is stand with God's love and teaching and preaching God's word, brother, you can be fed. But when that person drip off and start talking about, like, you remember that old, I don't know, Rev, you might be too young to remember this here. You remember that back in, what, 79 or somewhere up in there? They had Jonestown.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And he took all the people over there. He had some Kool-Aid. He took them all over there, Reverend. And he had his own God. He was dating. He was really molesting and raping and having sex with people's wives. And these people were coming there, giving them money. And they were believing in Mr. Jonestown, you know. One day, God had to unveil that thing, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, man, and it's real. Oh, it's real. I know right about it. It's real because somebody old enough to know what I'm talking about. They came there, and they thought that he was the Messiah. He had the access to the key. See, I know I might not get through with this, y'all, because I got to give it to you right. can I give it to you right, Reverend? Because I got to unfold the mystery right here. So when I think about Jonestown and somebody old enough to know what I'm talking about, then when he was doing it, he persuaded the people. He deceived them. That's what the scripture said. Don't let nobody deceive you, Reverend. Don't let nobody deceive you, Brother Eric. Don't let nobody perceive you God's plan, because there could be some crafty people. If you go back and do some history on that, I ain't read in a while. Watch, I ain't read in a while. I'm just letting God teach this. Watch this here. When I say that, Reverend, that there were some scholars there. Help me, Holy Spirit. There were some doctors there.
Yeah.
There were some lawyers there. There was just no dumb person there. Man, these guys and some women too can be so crappy in their teaching, and we call it delusion. Every brother, man, we call it delusion. They can make it seem like it's right, Reverend. They can make it seem like it's right. Lord, why are we here so long?
Yeah.
You know why? Because there are a place that you can get misled. Don't, when you around somebody and they remove Jesus Christ, who died out on the cross and who rose on the third day, if you in that midst, you're in a good place. But if you somewhere and somebody say, I am Jesus, brother and sister, you better run. Because Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jonestown, I'm going to say that one minute. Jonestown, they found out that he was over there doing some crazy stuff. The government was. So they went over there to try to see what he did. And here Jones said, you know how it is. He came up and he saw that the people were getting close to him. He said, it's time for us all to go home. Go home. So we take them. And by the time they got there and started doing their investigating, they came in and found a lot of people dead because they had drunk the Reverend. You know, he deceived them people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He deceived them people. And you start looking at it. Go do the research on that. You know, there was some educated people there. But what the Bible said, now even though that we know that what it was, but in the last days, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even though it's been that many years ago, he said in the last day, it will be able to fool the elite one. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's
mm-hmm.
why he said,
right.
He said, try that spirit, because whether it be under Christ, if it ain't of God, back up and see. This. I know we like to listen to people talk. I know we like to hear people preach. I know you probably don't like to hear me, but let me tell you something while we're right here. God is looking at us. And as he looks at us, we are at the time that time is getting so short. He said, we're going to see wars and rumors of the war. Now, Can I get back into scripture, Reverend? He said, verse 7, and when he said, hear wars of rumors of war, be not afraid. Be not terrible.
Right.
He said, but such thing must need to be. He said, but the end should not be yet. For nation, help me, Holy Spirit, should rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there should be earthquakes in divers places. And look what he said, Reverend. And there should be, famine and trouble. These are the beginning of sorrow. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
These are the beginning of sorrow, Reverend, he said, and we see it. We see it. We see the rumors. We see the wars. We see kingdom
yes.
fight against kingdom right now. We see see Russia and the UK and all the allies and we see the United States. Oh, I don't know about the teacher, right, brother? And we see that they contemplate and see what they want to do and how they want to handle this thing. See, when you in the church, we have to teach it all. We have to preach it all. We don't want our loved ones, especially in the body of Christ, be lost or nothing and get worried about something. Because let me do something for you for a minute, because you might not read it in a while. Can I do it anyway? Reverend, can I please do? Please
mm-hmm.
let me do it, Reverend. Can I read this one time?
Sir.
I know
yes,
you read. You probably can recite it, my brother. You probably can recite it, but can I read it? Just tell me no.
Yes, ma'am.
Reverend, can I read it? You know I like that. You know why I'm trying to get attention. Reverend, can I read it? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get hung up on something. Can I read it, Reverend? No, he said, Reverend.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, let
yeah.
not your heart. Let not your
mm-hmm.
heart be troubled. You believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Believe also in me. In my Father's house. Now, some might kind of reverse this a little bit, but watch, he said, are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I'm in the place, y'all, and receive you unto
yes.
myself, that where I am, that, look what he said, there you might be also. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. He said, and whether I go, you know, and we'll watch this here, and the way you know. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I ain't going to go too far in that, but I want you to know, trust in God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in God. Hey, see, we see the earthquake. We see the king. Now, when you say earthquake in divers places you never thought would ever happen, everywhere you, Reverend, we've been having earthquakes here, right, Reverend? We had them. But normally it would be around like with mountains, and you see them in California, you know. You hear them, and you know that's where they are in Hong Kong and Japan, you know. You hear all this roaring of the earth, you know what I'm talking about, shaking of the earth. But he said divers. Oh, that means many other words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He means that's not just only in Texas. It could be in Chicago. It could be in Los Angeles. It could be in Memphis. It could be in Augusta or Georgia. These are things going to be going on, and we can't put our hands on it because we've been in the book. He said, but what did he say, Reverend? What did he say, Reverend? He said, there should be famine and trouble. These are what? The beginning of sorrow. I'm in the book, y'all.
That's what it says.
Now, why I say that? Now, why I say that? Because now we got to be in tune. We can't be scared. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's a good word. We can't be scared. We can't be, when we see this here, what we should be doing is trying to get closer to God. No man.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get there. No man. We're going to get there. No man knows the hour when he going to come. I
mm-hmm.
don't care how smart. I don't care how many people can stand and preach over people. No man know when God going to come. But it's our charge. It's our charge to keep you prepared and ready to whenever he comes, that you be ready. Oh, because when
Thank you
ministering, when you preaching, and when you receiving, you got to know he can come right now. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know he can come right now. Or what I mean by that, he can come, and when he comes, he know how to do it, church. He know how to move. He's been moving in our life. We can get so busy. Some of us got our whole day set. We know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We know how many we're going to do it and how many we're not going to do. What I mean by that, we got it all fixed up. But don't you know it can stop right now? There's some people right now had their day fixed and had a wreck. There's some people that went out to the ATM machine and somebody robbed them. There's some people at the went to the job and couldn't put the key in the door. There's some people went to the house and had an eviction notice on. There's some people look at the bank account and no money there. There's some people are looking at life and say, I can't have it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I can't have it. It's too much for me. But you know what? It's not the end. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I'm helping myself with this, Maria. I want to introduce you to Jesus Christ. Look what he said. He said, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to a council. And in the synagogue, you shall be beaten. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you shall be brought before the rulers and the kings for my name's sake. For my sake, for the testimony against them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to hear you, but I got to stop, Reverend, have you ever been off the side?
Yes, sir.
Reverend, have you ever been? Has somebody ever just run you down, Reverend? Have you ever? You know, I was talking to someone just on last night, and don't get this. All I know is the Holy Ghost. I was talking to somebody this last night, and it was somebody told them something. I'll tell you what I know, man. Hey, Reverend, they know what they told them? They said, you think you're a holy roller. You this and that. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something from the bottom of my heart. Hey, man, because a lot of people is not on the spiritual level, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Don't make him or her a holy than thou. What it is consider your ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person is trying to live close to God. Don't make you counsel like you know where he's supposed to be at. Hey, because you're not there, or you might be over or under, help it consider your ways before you start spitting venom on people. Because you got to, every word come out your mouth, and watch this, Reverend, you have to watch how you handle God's children. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Because
when you get closer, help me, Holy Spirit. When you get closer, help me, Holy Spirit. When you get closer to God, if you're not close enough, you're not going to understand why she said, I'm sorry. You ain't going to understand. I love you. Because you got to get close to understand what I'm talking about. It was somebody that cussed you out, was somebody that make you mad, and you said, brother, let me pray with you. Don't you know how you change that whole mood? If that spirit inside him can see Jesus in you, you know that spirit going to say, cast me into the swine. Help me, Holy Spirit. Just cast me into the swine. Because I know by getting the swine going to keep me in them. Because I feel God's presence. I'm walking with this thing now. You know why I'm walking with the way, Reverend? Because I know that sometimes that we look at that flesh and we see that flesh talking to it. We think that flesh is getting the best of us. And we want to counteract with another word of the getting them off of us. But let me tell you here, consider Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Consider Jesus. Oh, I know I'm getting close to it now. Consider Jesus, because he said they're going to take you from rulers. They're going to put you in front of counselor. They're going to assassinate you. They're going to talk to you for the sake of the kingdom, Reverend, because the sake of the kingdom. If you walking with God and you preaching God's word and you teaching God's word and you ministering God's word, you don't have to have a preacher do this here right now. If you start doing this here and somebody assassinates your character, brothers and sisters, don't even worry about it. Hey, you know what I know about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know by experiencing you are getting closer and closer to the king. So when you get closer to the king, if it calls death, let it be. If it calls death, let it be. You know why? Because it's a better reward than it is on. Come here, Lazarus. Come help me with this for a minute. Lazarus, David. Oh, he was a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the substance. He can do anything you want, Reverend. He had everything money can buy. And Lazarus at his gate and wanted to eat something. He just wanted the bread off the table that he feeds the dog. And Lazarus and the rich man David. That's what it is, right? Wouldn't give it to him. But the book said David died. But Abraham was in what? Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was in his bosom, and he looked up there. Hold this for a minute. He looked up there with all this for a minute, and Lazarus looked down at him. Oh, hold this for a minute. There's going to be some things, boy. There's going to be a trap there, Reverend, that you can't go out, and you can't come in. I'm trying to hear you. Can't go, and you can't come out, Reverend, because you know why? It's a gut fix. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now you can do what you can do now. Now you got an opportunity to choose who you're going to serve today. But I'm telling you today, there's going to be a time that ain't going to be there. That you're going to, somebody's going to be in hell and somebody's going to be in heaven. You're going to see it, but you can't go there to them. Watch this, Reverend. Watch what I say this, Reverend. Because we are been held down to try to live right. Now, not that saying we don't mess up. That's not saying that we don't have problems. That don't, things don't come across our mind. But when you get closer to the Lord, Reverend, once you get close to the Lord, you consider and repent quicker, Reverend. You just don't run out there and hold on to it because it holds you down. See, I'm not saying the discipline and the wrath of God is not going to come, but I find out one thing about it. If you stay closer to him, he got some love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me try to finish this. I said I was going to Daniel, but we might do it something else. Watch this here, Reverend. In the gospel. Oh, watch this now. In the gospel. This is what we're talking about, Reverend. Must first be a published among all nations. That's what we're doing, Reverend. I don't know if I'm going to go 13 today, but let me tell you something. Hey, Reverend. I got to tell the truth, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, this is what publishing means, that we're speaking the word. Help me, Holy Spirit, that we're telling everybody that he's coming back. Tell somebody that God is coming back.
Yes, sir.
Consider what you're doing. Maybe you got your hand on pornography. Maybe you got your hand on some stuff you shouldn't be doing. Consider that. That's why we got to tell you. We can't tell you every day going to be Sunday, because sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of bed, and sometimes you work on the right side of bed. Trouble still there? Oh, I'm in the book. Trouble still there? Reverend, I feel pretty good this morning. You praying with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend, you know why? I feel pretty good about this. You know why? Because I know soon, and very soon, he's going to touch us. Now, watch this, Reverend. Maybe God don't transition us right now. Maybe he don't take us out of this body. Some people like death. Let me use that word for you. Die. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. Know the Lord and die from your old man. Know the Lord and transition from your old man. Know the Lord and start walking with the Lord and stop trying to fall into the trap of the enemy. Don't you know what? God, well, he done so much. He sent his son down for you and I to do what we do right now. Love. Monday through Friday, some of y'all. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Monday through Sunday for some of us. Let me tell you something. We publish this thing because we preach it. We teach it. We witness it. And we want to be fruitful. Well, I learned something, my sisters and brothers. If we just reach one person. Oh, we might not see the 10,000. We might not reach 10,000. Young man told me one day. He said, man, I got a lot of members, man. I got a lot of people in my church. But they're just a social club to some of them, because they can get out there and hide a little bit. Even the little small churches, they have little cliques in them. God said, consider your ways. Help me, Holy Spirit. Consider your ways, Reverend. Look at you, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. God sees everything. Matter of fact, God hears right now,
Reverend. That's right.
Do you believe that?
That's right.
God hears right. Let me go through this. In the gospel must first be public among all nations. But when, help me, Holy Spirit, they should lead you and deliver you up and take no thoughts, Reverend, beforehand of what you shall speak. Neither did you premeditate, but whatsoever you shall be given you in that hour that speak you, for it is not that you speak, but the Holy Ghost speak. It's trying to trip my reading up, Reverend. Let me get up here and let me look at this here. Watch what it's doing, Reverend. But when they should lead you and deliver you up and take note beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever you shall be given you in that hour that speak ye, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. When you speak in Christ, when you speak in the love of God, when you helping somebody, and then when I say helping somebody to them, it might be condemning, they thinking. But when the Holy Spirit come in, Reverend, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because I feel like he's here, Reverend. When the Holy Spirit come in, Reverend, you preach and teach the word, because some of us understand this other scripture, Reverend. Some of us really know. Have you been to tempted lady, Reverend? Have you been to tempted lady?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been
mm-hmm.
on the tempted lady? Timothy tells us to do
yes,
something,
sir.
Reverend. Can I read it? Please, can I read it? You know I like
yes,
to read
sir.
It. Can I read it?
Timothy mm-hmm.
tells
yeah,
us
yeah.
how we're supposed to handle this thing, Reverend. And I believe that you understand what I'm talking about. Can I go there? Watch
yes.
what it says right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I don't shine for it, but I know everybody needs to know that. He said, try the Spirit, by the Spirit, where it be unto
mm-hmm.
God. A workman should not be ashamed, but right and divide the word of what? It's true. Help me, Holy Spirit.
True.
That's
yeah.
why. That's why when he's talking about premeditate, there ought to be some things that some of us know that all the study we doing when the Holy Ghost comes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit! It give you what to say, man. One book said over there, John said, he said, I got to go. Help me, Holy Spirit. I got to go. And when I go, I'm gonna leave you a comforter. Comforter is the Holy Ghost. And this comforter should bring all things back to remember and teach you all things. He said, he told us that, Reverend, in this book. Don't you believe that
mm-hmm.
when you're speaking sometimes, don't you believe when you are listening sometimes, you feel God's presence. I feel him now. You
yes.
feel him as he conveys. You feel him as you receive it because you know it ain't by notes. Oh, help me sometimes. It's because he gave
mm-hmm.
you the word from the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. It because you,
yes.
you can look at it because sometimes you might have to speak, Reverend. You might have to tell somebody about something that you ain't got your book handy close to you. You might tell somebody something about something that you ain't got your manuscript right in front of you, Reverend. But you come from
mm-hmm.
the heart because God gave you because he gave you what to speak. But that what you're speaking of and with is the Holy Ghost. He said, now, nah, brethren. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Look
out. Now, brethren, shall be trading brethren to death. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Can I do that again? Now, brothers,
mm-hmm.
shall betray the brothers to death, and the father, the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall call them to put what? To death. I'm going to do it again because
mm-hmm.
that might not sound right. He said, now, brothers, shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. The children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men of my name's sake. Oh, help me, Jesus. And he that shall endure, Reverend, endure to the end, the same shall be saved, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend, I love this word, man. I love it because you know what? I remember the time I wouldn't look at the word, man. I wouldn't follow the word. But now it's in my heart, man. I know people going to hate you. I know people going to knock you down. I know people going to talk about you. But stay on the word, man. You got to stay on the word.
Yes, sir.
Because when it's in your heart, God going to tell you one day, Reverend. He going to say, what did you say to the people, man? Then you had a chance to say
mm-hmm.
to them. And you can't say, Lord, I just wasn't the right time, Lord. When he put it in your heart, you have to tell it, brother. They might not want to hear. He told us, and I called him one time. We were kneeling down and were praying to him. He said, preach it in season. Preach it out of season. Because the people don't
yeah.
know that I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Why do you know I know I'm getting close? Because I see things and I feel things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we constantly
mm-hmm.
pray for one another, brothers against brothers, to death. They're killing each other, brother. They're not physically
yes.
killing each other, but they're spiritually killing each other. And that ain't nothing but the act of the devil, man. God says sons
mm-hmm.
and fathers are fighting and killing each other. That is the act of the devil. That, hey, brother, he said parents can't counsel their children. The children telling the parents what to do. I want this. I don't want this. Hey, I remember the time if I attempted to look at my mother's mouth or my father's mouth, I'd be speechless. That's probably why I got a speech impediment. I mean, one time with my grandmother's house, right? This might have been the early 70s, right? We in there, and them grown folks were talking around that kitchen table, right? And they looked at us. They turned back and gave us a look. It used to be a look. You didn't have to get whooped. They just look at you.
That's a look.
And see, the kids don't spare them no more. You know what they spare them now? They give them a phone. They give them a phone, let them do all these videos in the church. They give them a phone, let them sit down and do all these things. But I know why. Help me, Holy Spirit, because it's how the society is now. But I pray for this. Give them Jesus. Show them Jesus. Make them active into this thing. And then I'm going to tell you something. You might disappoint your parents. You might do some things like I did. I disappointed. I went to the penitentiary. My mama didn't want me to go to the penitentiary. But you know what she told me, Reverend? You know what she told me, huh, my angel? They prayed for me, right? Oh, Reverend, they prayed for me, Reverend. They prayed for me now. And I said, oh, Jesus, we got to go do a bid now. Yeah, I know. And I came back and told her what the bid was, right? And she know what she did. She started thanking Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She started clapping her hands. Hallelujah. I said, what is wrong with this woman? I said, what? Because I wasn't wrapped up, tied up like I'm in right now. I said, what's wrong with a reverend? And she said, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know how my mama is, brother. My. Mm-hmm. She said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And she was just thanking Jesus. You know what she said? She said, boy, I pray for that. And I pray for the extra year because you won't go quit. I said, Lord Jesus. I said, Lord Jesus. You hear what I said? I said, you mean you had that much access to God and you praying for me to stay in the prison? She said, yeah, because you won't go quit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I feel a love right now. I ain't seen in 12 years, but I feel a love, man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I know I feel it, man. She touched me with
Amen.
That. It started me on my Christian journey, man, because I was going straight to hell, and she was crying every day. Boy, you ain't going to quit. I told you to quit, but this is what had to happen. So I'm telling you here, man, God wants us to obey our parents. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, if you do this, if you obey your parents, your days of life be long. It be multiplied. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. And why I say that this here, because there's so many people running their parents. And some of them, they get to a certain age. I don't know why I'm here, stay with me. Sometimes they get to a certain age, you want to put them off in a home list and somebody else take care of them. But she took your drawers and your nasty clothes and washed them. She took your diapers and took them off and wiped between your legs and carried you. She didn't take you nowhere and drop you off nowhere. She took care of you to the end. Since she loves you. My mom, we sit there, me and Jock, right? We sit there. We couldn't move. We go to church, right? Our hair was kind of nappy, right? Back in then, we had froze back then, Reverend. You remember that? I had a little hair then.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend, you know, she said, y'all be still. Your mom, I'm going to beat y'all, you know. So one day, I was crying. I was sitting there crying because I wanted to move. You know, she had to fear me, yo. Know? She had to fear me. I'm crying. Jock moved. So we all get a whooping. I said, hold up, mom. Boop, boop, boop. She whooped us all. So one day, I was crying, and I had some white stuff on my eye. You know what she did, Reverend? She took her fingers and licked it in her tongue and put a slob on and wiped me off. I didn't know this. I know it is. Love. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, it was love, Reverend. It was love. Why I'm going here? Because we, our parents, need to go back to the old school. We give our children something because we hear them cry a little bit. Cry all right. They'll thank you later on. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere.
Yes, right.
Would they thank you later on, Reverend? What's your baby telling you right now?
Yeah, they will.
Huh? She's thanking you right now. What's your grandkids telling you right now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Paw Paw. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know it's rough sometimes, but watch this here. We love you, and that's why we say the same thing. And God give us what to do and how to do it. I don't know why I'm here, but let me stay here for 1 minute. Don't you know God moves? And I'm telling you, this is the end time. This is the end time. This is what's happening right today. You probably know some people are doing the things I just read out in this Bible. I want to tell you right today that God is getting so close to the church. We need to pray for one another. We need to lift each other, quit trying to run each other down. You know what I'm talking about? Who wins with that? Who wins with that? I'm through, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not going to finish this thing, but if it be God's will, if it be his will, if it really truly be his will, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I back up and get that scripture again, Reverend? I just got to do it, man. Can I do it? Please, please let me do it, Reverend. Can I do it, Reverend? Can I back up? Look what he said in verse 12. Verse 12, he said, now, can you hear me, Reverend? Now, the brethren shall betray the brother to death, Reverend, and the father, the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to put to death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I know the Deuteronomy tells about that. And he shall be hated of all men of my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, Reverend, the same shall be saved. Reverend, we won't go to the same. Deuteronomy tells about back in the day. Deuteronomy tells us that when a child is disobedient, they killed them back then. They stoned them.
Mm-hmm.
oh, yes, I know right about it. They killed the babies, man. They killed them. But let me tell you something. You know how your mama used to tell you? Reverend, I know your mama did. You know how your mama used to tell us? She said, I'd rather kill you than somebody else kill you. you know, mm-hmm. somebody, hey, you, boy, you're going to make me kill you.
Did
not look like that. You know, hold up, start back over when you leave out the room. You can't leave out like that. You better smile.
mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hey, Rev. He said, when you do all this, you're going to be hated, Rev. Brother Eric and sisters and brothers, you're going to be hated. He said, but somebody mm-hmm. got to endure, Rev. Have you been to Ecclesiastes?
Yes, sir.
He said, the race ain't given to the food. The strong or the swift is the one to battle to the what to the end. Have you been enduring
into
this stuff? Or you just gave in? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I'm trying to get out this time. Have you just give in? You know, I got to defend myself. Just gave in. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can repent. With a right by the rail.
Mm-hmm.
You can repent. If you went that far, you can repent. Start taking a pause. Before you start saying something, because you got to retract that thing. You got to retract it, and I'm telling you right now, it's still hope with that, because as long as you got the blood running warm in your veins, you can fix it. But God can really make it complete, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend, but I'm publicly right now, Reverend. I want to tell you, consider your ways. Don't let nobody mm-hmm. put you in a situation that they're going to, I told you going to get them. I tricked them. Look at what I got them at. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit wants us to know that let them do this here. Whenever they get you in a situation, Reverend Henry and Eric, whenever they get you in a situation, pause for a minute. Just quickly pause for a minute and reel back a little bit and say, take a little breath, you know, inhale and exhale, you know, and then say, brother, I'm not going to go there with you today. Brother, I'm gonna do something different. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I might need to get away from this situation all the way. And he keep wobble, 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 and she keep wobbling, wobble, she keep woozy, woozy, woozy. Brother, just move away. Because if you get in mm-hmm. there and you know a lot of that stuff is just a bunch of talk, you know what I'm talking about, then it might be not. It might be some stuff gonna go with it. If you see yourself and get that far out, pull back. And start considering mm-hmm. what you're doing. You might be around you might be hanging around the wrong folks.
That's right. That's right.
If you ain't there to help them, I know this sound. See, they think Christianity is boring. They think walking with Christ is boring. I've been having fun all morning, Rev. What about you, Rev? I've been having fun all morning. My sister all came on. She said, "Don't remove this mountain. Give me the strength to climb." Hey, that's what she told us, man. So we need some strength mm-hmm. to endure to this thing, because we're going to be misunderstood and stand all the time. Because Jesus was. He is right today.
That's right.
Remember, that's all I have.
That's right.
I know I'm going to kind of handle this a little different if God let me do it. I'm going to try to handle it a little different if he give me an opportunity to do it again on Monday or wherever next week, you know. But I want to tell you that there's a strong, I'm going to get this here to you because I want to leave this in your heart, a spiritual leading presence in the end time. Mm-hmm. We as believers, my brothers and sisters, should hear God's voice. It's been published. Someone has told you the realness and the reality of God. Hear that in all your way. I'm not saying, you know, why some say, man, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can call you what you want. They can call it what they want to. I'm telling you, you're just trying to prepare yourself for him coming. You don't know when he's going to come. I don't know. Reverend Henry, everybody don't know. But we're trying to be prepared, though. Is I'm right about the rail.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be prepared.
That's right.
Because soon we will be through the troubles of this whole world.
mm-hmm.
Don't worry, baby. Don't let anxiety get you. It's just there, but don't let it get you. Don't worry about it. Just put your hand in God's hand and your heart. Let him hold you. Because I know he can do it. That's all I got, Rev. I'm sorry. I hold that stuff.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The lesson. Thank you, Lord. Broken things. Sent in from Samantha. Broken things. Well, Christian, wholeness always comes after brokenness. Well, Christian, wholeness always comes after brokenness. He said the best things that come to us are not those that cure from having our way, but by letting God have his way. So the way of testing and trials. So I will often seem hard and cruel. It is the way of God's love. In the end, will be the best for us. Man, beautiful, beautiful book of things. Also, she sends in when yes means no. When yes means no, God's answers are wiser than our prayers. God's answers are wiser than our prayers. In the following words, we'll experience suffering until Jesus returns. Our seeing nature, limited vision, and fear of pain can distort our ability to pray. Thankfully, the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. He reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, even when his yes to some else means a heart-breaking no for us. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. When yes means no. Also, broken thing. God bless you. Beautiful lesson today.
Yeah, brother. That's what God wants us to do, Rev. He wants us to do with thankfulness. Mm-hmm. And Martha, she gave a beautiful, beautiful nugget there. You know that there are places that we in Christ right now need to know that he's getting close. So let's stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother D, I hear a little noise. Come on in here. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it quick because I got a lot of background now. I said, first, giving to God who's truly the head of my life. I want to say good morning to my brothers. And I just have one thing to say. I know a lot of time I feel I'm going to be short and I'll be long, but this one morning I'm only going to have one thing to say. You know, when you give the word of God, if you don't feel it, how do you expect me to feel it? And my brother truly felt the word moving this morning. That's all, brother, you want to tell you. If you don't feel it, yeah, you can get up here and preach the word all you want to and walk out the pulpit just like you walk in. In some cases, a little worse than you walk in. But when you feel the Spirit yourself, when God has moved within you while you're giving the word of God, the word of God is able to accept the word of God because the Holy Ghost is in you. I leave you a comforter that will bring all things back to your memory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In a carnal mind, you will get some things in the Bible. I know I see it all the time.
Yes,
I'm going to be long, but in a carnal mind, you will get some things. But in a Holy Ghost mind, you will get all things.
Yes, sir.
He said he will bring all things. That's some things. I bring all things back to memory.
Yeah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Brother. I truly have enjoyed the
brother.
Service this morning.
I tell you, I know you're right about it.
When you feel it yourself, in the name of Jesus. Ain't he good?
Ooh,
he's so good.
Hey, brother D. I believe. You said it, Reverend Sister. Y'all on it. I really believe if I didn't know Christ, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If I didn't know Christ right now in the absence of him, I would try to get it right, Doc. because I felt a spirit of understanding just then. This from the bottom of my heart, because he had me saying some things. Trust me, there ain't nothing script. There's nothing script. Came from strictly from him. And I love how he helped us, Brother D and Reverend, Sister and Amara. I love how he does that, because he gets the glory. Oh, help me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He gets the glory. He gets the glory. You know, Brother D, he said, don't worry about what to say. Let me help y'all with this one. I ain't gonna do that long.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
it is. I give you peace.
I know, right?
When the storm is raging.
I'll give you peace.
Yes, Lord.
When the storm is raging. I'll be your light.
Yes, he will. Good guess.
When the
you
road
guess.
Yeah. I have the power.
Oh, he got the power. He got the power.
Just put your trust in me. Anything you need, have faith in me.
Oh,
just
ask.
Just ask.
Move, I say.
I can move on mountains.
Oh,
I'll be your strength.
Yes, Lord.
When you're weary, weak, and cold. Even my
trouble,
I will take care.
Have faith
in me. Just
have faith.
Y'all might not be ready for that one there.
It's all done by faith.
Since you and I and Brother D on here,
all done by faith.
You know, they might be listening. I'll tell you, boy, he's been there, boy. He is here. Hey, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we used to stay in the church, Brother D. Yes.
Yes, he is. Just ask. Just ask. It's all done by faith.
You said the church.
Church.
Yes, Lord. Hey, Brother D, we used to say,
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He's in the room.
Yeah.
Somebody's been in the church. I know what I'm talking about. He's in the room. Well, I wouldn't leave. I didn't know. I wouldn't leave with birds if I had it. If I was delivered, I wouldn't leave. If I got neither hearing, I wouldn't leave. I would hit the one button and say, Lord, I stand with my hands open. Lord, I stand with my heart open. Lord, come in my room right now. You know what? Yes. Rev, you know that song? Yes, Lord. And we just sang that a long time ago, brother.
Yes, Lord.
He's in the room.
All right,
He's
Amen.
In the room.
Amen.
Y'all
in the room.
I thought I was a bit off this thing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We got to do this thing right,
yes,
Reverend. Brother D. We gotta extend the invitation. Hey, Brother D, help me with that invitation, man. Help me with that invitation.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me with it, man.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The word of God has truly went forth this morning. The word of God has truly went forth.
Anyone that didn't get in today, the doors of the church is open. We're here to extend the right hand of fellowship to any man, woman, boy, or girl that wants to receive Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. You can come right now. All you got to do is just hit the one button and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me. And he will. The doors of the church is open. And they said, you may think that this is a radio program, but this is church right here.
Yes,
he told Peter up on this rock, I build my church. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So we are truly having church. And the doors of the church is open. The right hand of fellowship is waiting. In the name of Jesus. If there be one, let him come. And come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Sisters and brothers, there's going to come a day that the blood not going to flow no more. The heart going to stop pumping and the tongue will no longer move.
Yes,
come.
Yes.
If there be one, let him come. If not, there's still room. There's room at the cross.
Yes, I like that. I like that.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, we just feel it.
When you feel your word.
Yes, sir.
Yourself.
Yeah,
in
the
name
of Jesus. Brother D, Reverend Brother D.
I
can truly tell you he has blessed me today.
Yes,
it's something about eschatology. Reverend. It's the end time.
Mm-hmm.
When I get to finish that and get off into it, brother, I know I'm going to heaven. Because whoever I'm speaking to, the word said publicly, whoever we trying our best to give it, Brother D, Reverend Hearings, and others who try to labor on this vineyard, it won't be because it won't affect us first. Because we know where we come from. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
It's the church first.
We know we come from. And I'm telling you, I was blessed today. Woo, man, I feel pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I still got a long way to go. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I thank God. It won't be because of the preach word. It's getting preached. Well, because of that.
In the name of Jesus.
Because of because the hardness of man's heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because the hardness of man's heart.
I was just plenty. But the labor's out for you.
Yeah.
I was just truly plenty.
Yes, sir.
Truly plenty.
Well, you know.
Don't let him down.
Brother D, what they're saying, you're on the ministry on Tuesdays and Mondays. But they're saying we don't want to be happy when we come.
Don't you be glad to see me come and glad to see us leave. My mom said when she'd be singing, they'd be sending that request after Ann seen this song. And she like, baby, I want you to be glad to see Ann come and glad to see her leave. So I want to tell my brother, happy birthday, my brother. See, you got a year younger. Sister Marion is the baby auntie, and the one next to her, the day is her birthday. I got to call her. The Lord is truly bless you. Bless you to see you another year. And we just pray in the name of Jesus that he continue to bless you, continue to keep you, that you'll see many more, my brother. See many more.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We thank the Lord for you.
Do this
I may not tell it to you, but we thank the Lord for you, Brother Mary. I haven't met you in person, but you're my brother. And I truly thank the Lord for you.
Amen.
You didn't have to come.
Praise the Lord.
You didn't have to come here and do what you do. I thank the Lord for you. How you come in and fill in and give the word of God every opportunity that you have. And I just thank you. I just want to tell you, as my brother Eric would say, I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We want to extend that too. If you want to hit the one button and thank the old Rev and wish him happy birthday, you can
happy
hit that
birthday.
One button. We love this, and we teach it and we preach it to our heart. To give them their flowers while they're yet.
While they leave.
It's gonna be a We cry hard at them homegoings sometimes, the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing while they were living, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, we don't force nobody, but we just let you know that it's always an opportunity to show your kindness, you know. You never know.
That's right. That's right.
You don't
want
to receive
right.
that kindness, you know. You know. And we in that hour.
You know what, bro?
Yes, sir.
You know what? One of my racing partners called yesterday and said that his uncle lost his uncle or maybe his cousin, but one of them, their family lost a son.
Mm.
And then woke up yesterday morning and found out that his wife was dead. Just lost his son a few days ago and then found out his wife died yesterday. So if you think God is not moving, he's moving.
Mm.
If you think those death angels not rolling, he's rolling.
Mm.
That's why my brother said, give them these flowers while they can live. So we can go to their graveside and cry. We can go to their funeral
yeah.
part of the church and cry all we want
yeah.
to. They can't
right
smell down. Nor hear nothing. What did you do while they was living? I got so much background. I know I'm so sorry for this noise. So, what did you do while he was living? Did you tell him you loved him? Did you tell her you loved him while they were living?
Mm.
I told a young man this morning, I said, I lost my biological in 95, and I tell her every August the 20th, I look up towards heaven and I say, happy birthday, mom.
Man.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah, bro. That's brilliant. I know you're right, Doc. I know it. I know you're right.
What did you do while he lived?
Yeah,
had an opportunity to tell him thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, we really believe he's here. We really believe he's here. I believe. I know how you feel, brother. We believe he's here, man. I believe he's moving, man. I pray for that. You know, the ones are receiving. You know what I'm talking about? Even participating right now, you know, and know that God is pleased, you know, because you came out. Maybe not, you might not hit the one button, but you came out. When we say one button, if it's your first time on, you know, that means the one on your phone. You know, you can hit it one time, it'll throw you in the host queue. And we'll allow you to testify or ask for prayer or say something about you like in the little sermonette,
mm-hmm.
you know, Reverend.
You
know,
mm-hmm.
thank God. You know, if not, you know, we're not going to force nobody, but we just ask you to keep us in prayer, you know. Keep us in prayer. Keep the ones that are really going through, you know, like Brother D just hit that moment then. You know, we hit them moments, man. I was in the little watch this, Reverend, the little sermonette, you know. And God touched my heart, man. Tears coming out, and he pushed that. That little, if we call it a little sermon edge, you know. He pushed it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know he gave me strength, man, you know. You just don't know he gave me strength, man, you know. And I'm prepared to love him. And as I love him, I have to show love to others, you know. You know, and I just
that's
thank
right.
God for understanding the gift he gave me, you know. And that's love.
Because
mm-hmm. I know I didn't deserve the gift. I can't be like everybody else. I know I should have got justice, but he gave me the mercy.
Mm.
So we thank you. We thank you. We're not going to force nobody, but Reverend, may God bless you, man, today, man, again, man.
Thanks, man.
May he always bless you and keep you, man. I know something ain't go without saying, but I love you, brother, and I know you know.
Mm.
I ask you to come over here and help me.
Yeah.
Help me over here, you know. I ask you
mm-hmm.
to come help me, man. And I said, I don't want to put no burden on you, brother. I said, I know how we are in the ministry. We put both feet, hands, and back and everything in it. You know, we don't walk away from
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know things come up, you know, because you can't deal with it. If you've been riding with us for these 2 years, so next week will be, on the 6th, will be 2 years. I want you guys to hear me now. And you know God has been in it, you know. If we don't talk about nobody, we just pray for it. We just pray, you know, Jamiah, because
yes,
I just pray brothers against brothers unto death, you know, Jamiah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to understand. It don't have to be a physical death. It could be a spiritual death. We don't want that. We want to reconcile if there's anything, rectify anything that causes love, you know what I'm talking about? And we're going to step, and they use it all the time, but I'm going to tell you, humility is a good word, you know, but when you put it to action, it's more better. So, Rev, we thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we thank you.
Thank you.
And Martha for your nuggets, you know. You know, we thank you for, and someone said, why are you doing all this here? What? Is he going somewhere? You just don't know. I'm serious. I'm laughing, but we just don't know. The way I felt a while ago, you just don't know. I just don't know what he's going to do, what he got in store. But I do know.
That's right.
Whatever he do, all I can do is just say, Lord, in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Not my name. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm in love, man. I'm in love. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Reverend, before we go, you know, you can bless us with a prayer. If it be God's will, you know. If it be God's will, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell you. I look like I'm gonna go and say it. It's gonna be 8:00 Central and 9:00 Eastern, starting Monday.
Yeah.
Going back to the old time we had. So if you guys can help me, you know, kind of spreading it. If you want somebody to come over, it don't have to be a saved person either. It could be religiously, is it someone that won't come on and learn and hear the word of God and try to make their day start off right, you know? And maybe you can come and encourage us, or you know somebody want to encourage us. We had to open up the mercy of God. So I'm giving you a heads up. It's going to be 9 Eastern and 8 Central. So if you can put that on your calendar or however you want a reminder. Put it there and pray for us, because we might, if it be God's will, if somebody else don't, you know, want to have something else to God put in their heart, we're gonna go in this end time just a little bit more. So pray for us and pray for God's will to be done and not ours. Thank you, Reverend. Love you, man.
Yes, sir. Amen. Love you too. Brother D,
with all that noise. Love you, man.
I'm here, my brother.
God's will. Monday. God's will. Monday morning. Yes, sir. Did you hear what I
said, brother? We're gonna change the time back. Yeah. I'm on mute.
Okay.
But God still saved. The doctor has no medical condition. He's truly not worried about the savings. He wants the one that's not saved to come in. You know what we're searching for.
That's right.
You want to save, all they got to do is say save. You want to go on that side.
Yes, that's it.
Man.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, we're not telling y'all not to come. You say we want you over here too, man.
That's right. We want you over here.
We want you.
We want you
to invite somebody.
We don't want you to not come. Don't not come. Hey, come and say save.
Remember him a choir director too. So we ain't preaching to the choir, don't remember him. We pray.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Yes,
help us out.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his love. His love he has shown towards us. He came and he was in attendance with us, and he moved upon our hearts with his word. We're so thankful that God has chosen us again to sup with us, to come in and bless our hearts. As we go to God in prayer, Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Our hearts are overjoyed, Father, for how you have blessed us, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. We count victory in advance. We thank you, and we're so happy, Father God, that you have showed your love, you have showed your grace, you have showed your kindness, you have shown, Father God, that you are just what you say you are in your word. Hallelujah, it's so true. We thank you, Father. Bless us, keep us near you, Father God. Let us draw even more close to you, Father. Let us, Father, continue to lift you up, that you may draw, that you may draw, that you may draw people unto you, Father God. And bless us to be vessels, that when you draw people unto yourself, that we may be that light, that example, Father God, that someone might come running, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to walk closer with thee? Or what must I do to, how can I mend my ways more, Father God, that I may make room for you in my heart, in my life? And you said, thank you, Father. Thank you for setting our hearts on fire, that we may continue to run for you, Father God, that we may continue to seek out the things that you want, that you have for us, Father God. Seek after the things that you have for others, Father God, that we may be that vessel that you use to help someone to know you a little better, to be getting themselves ready to meet you, Father. And we continue to thank you, Father. We continue to thank you for this message of today, the messenger. We continue to thank you for all the love you showed through the comments, through the prayers, through the, oh, the golden nuggets, through those that set aside and just wanted to hear from you, Father God. We thank you for all of it. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Well, surely we thank you for Jesus that made this all possible. Father God, now unto him that is able, keep us from falling into sin of spotless before the only wise God, to hallelujah, Jehovah our Father, to the angel of days. We may the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in your people. Hallelujah. That we may, again, if it be our will, resume on Monday. Hallelujah. But until then, bless those that keep you in the heart, keep you in the mind, keep you, oh Father God, keep you as you keep us, Father God. Bless us to let our hearts burn within as the things that you allowed us to experience this day. In Jesus' name, we just want all want to say that we love you. And we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
Man, praise God.
Just in my name,
my name.
Oh,
Bless.